This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. Last week, it was 50 degrees outside. This week, it's freezing. But in the Upper Peninsula, freezing is a good thing for certain adventurous souls. Last night, I was watching the rough cut of a film called Michigan Ice. It's about Munising near Pictured Rocks. The sandstone cliffs there rise 200 feet above Lake Superior. And during the winter, it attracts ice climbers. One climber said in the film, Munising is home to one of the largest concentrations of climbable ice in the country and the nation's oldest ice climbing festival. But the real star of the show is the beauty. Joining me now from WNMU in Marquette is Aaron Peterson, the director, editor, and cinematographer of Michigan Ice. And the first question I want to ask you is, are you people out of your mind? I mean, climbing waterfalls of ice with an angry, cold Lake Superior below you, that's kind of amazing, but not for the faint of heart.
Well, the winters are long, and, you know, you have to do something in the UP to pass the time, right?
And that's your answer.
Well, that's one of the answers. The short answer is, some of these people are crazy, but you know what? There's a 30-year history of ice climbing, and you know, it's not for the faint of heart, but there is a tribe of winter folks out there, even in the Midwest, that want to test themselves and, you know, take their lives to another level. And Munising and the Upper Peninsula is the place to do that in the Midwest.
As I mentioned, the film, I think, is beautiful. It captures, like, crystalline ice, ice that resembles feathered frost, the vast ice of the lake. But the people are really fascinating, and I want to start with Paul Klein, PK, the pioneer of ice climbing up there. He talks about the exposure to cold from Lake Superior behind you as you climb.
Here, you grin and bear the cloudy, the snow, and the dampness coming off of Lake Superior. It's like no other cold that goes through your bones. That's part of learning how to climb right.
So, Aaron, tell me a little bit about PK.
PK is one of those beautiful individuals that, you know, until this film comes out, very few people knew about. He is one of the originals, you know, and not just in Michigan. You know, ice climbing was only born for real, you know, in the mid-70s. Most people know of the Colorado scene and the Lowe brothers, Jeff Lowe, you know, infamous climber, cover of Sports Illustrated at the time. 5 years later, there's this guy from Wisconsin doing the same level of climbing in the Midwest. He was a mountain guide in the West, learned some skills there, brought them home to the Midwest, discovered the ice in Michigan via a snowmobile trade show in the Milwaukee area, came up here to explore and, you know, set the culture and, you know, started the history of climbing in Michigan.
The Ice Climbing Festival attracts a lot of world-class climbers, but I take it a lot of them are a little skeptical. I mean, climbing in Michigan doesn't sound like climbing the Rockies. What kind of climbers end up being lured to the UP?
Well, you know, a lot of first-time climbers. You know, the beauty of the Michigan Ice Festival, the Ice Climbing Festival held in Munising in February since the late 80s, is it's a welcoming atmosphere for the beginner climber, for the novice. A lot of the Western festivals focus on intermediate to advanced climbers. The Michigan Ice Fest is a laid-back family reunion style. You know, there's a lot of beer and a lot of slideshows and opportunities for folks that have never done this before, have no equipment. For $45, you get on a rope and you learn from the best in the business. It's amazing. I did it myself. And, you know, even before I was a climber, just a resident of Marquette that was interested in the outdoors world, I would go over to Munising for the Ice Fest to sit in the same room, you know, with guys that are climbing Everest, you know, guys and gals, really. It is about 50-50 now, that are climbing in the greater ranges of the world. And the slideshows, the atmosphere, it was a real hook, and eventually led to me learning to climb myself and making the film over the last three winters.
Speaking of one of those world-class climbers, Rafael Slawinski is often featured in climbing magazines. He first started climbing the ice near Munising in 1994.
As the days went on, we kind of got more and more bold and would throw ourselves at stranger and stranger concoctions of ice, culminating with this little climb I did. And started on one pillar, which kind of ended in a rock wall, and I stepped over across to another one. And especially at the time, there was something quite radical for me, so it was definitely the hardest climb I'd done to that point.
Now, this is a guy who's done some climbing. What's his backstory?
You know, Raf is a physicist. He's a professor in the Calgary area of Alberta, which is where he's from. Went to U of Chicago for his grad work. You know, here is a man of the mountains in the middle of the cornfields of Illinois. Missed the adventure of the Rockies, missed, you know, that outdoor experience and that wild experience. And, you know, this is pre-internet for the most part. He heard about ice to the north, found a friend, loaded up the car, drove up to Munising and, you know, skied out under the northern lights to Grand Island and got a taste of ice climbing, which would only a year later lead to the start of a stellar career as he returned back home to the Rockies.
You know, I was so impressed with what I was watching last night. I asked my wife to come in for a few minutes, and she loved, like me, the beauty of the area, but she kept asking, aren't they afraid they're going to fall? How much is falling on your mind?
Well, so there's two styles of climbing here, right? There's top roping, which is absolutely safe. And for the most part, that's what most folks do in Munising, because most of the climbs, while they are steep and challenging, they're fairly short, and it's the Midwest. You can always get to the top some other way. So you start by roping into a tree at the top, building an anchor. So the rope is above you, and your belayer is down on the ground with you. So you start with the rope above you. If you fall, you dangle for a few moments, and your belayer catches you. It's not a big deal. It's a little scary. It's a little rush, but you're not going to get hurt for the most part.
That was not what we were seeing with your featured climbers, though.
No, the featured climbers, the professionals, the aesthetic in the alpine world is lead climbing. And lead climbing, you and the belayer start at the bottom. You're using ice screws to work your way up the pillar, putting screws in for safety, clipping into them. You don't fall on lead. You do not want to fall on lead. That's where it gets risky. But no one fell during the making of this film. The climbers involved, from our regional climbers to the pros, they know how to use the equipment. They understand the ice. They're not taking risk for risk's sake.
The shots of the climbers are really up close. I mean, you were there. How do you climb and handle shooting at the same time?
Well, that's the beauty of filmmaking. Filmmaking is a team sport. There was a group of us involved, a fella named Mike Wilkinson, native to the Ann Arbor area, a lifelong climber that came to the Michigan Ice Fest the year I was starting the project. And we connected and collaborated on the film. And all of the climbing shots that are seen from the climber's aspect are from Mike, roped in from above, shooting handheld, you know, with a smaller HD camera. And, you know, Mike is both an excellent videographer and photographer as well as a climber. So he helped bring production of the film to the next level. I wouldn't have been able to do that myself.
Part of the story of Michigan Ice is the connection of Youpers to the winter. You spent time talking to an ice angler, a guide. I mean, these are dedicated winter folk. Why was that part of the story important to you?
Well, you know, Lester, I live here, you know, and these are my friends and my neighbors, and there's a way of life here that I wasn't very interested in making a climbing film. That's not what I do, you know. I make people films. I wanted this to be a film of people and place, and using climbing as a vehicle to take it out into the world and you know, lay it in front of an audience that would be receptive to it because of the climbing. But I really wanted to show the way of life here, and as Sam Elias says in the film, the flavor of the people, the flavor of the land, it's different. And, you know, Youpers kind of, you know, we get laughed at, and we laugh at ourselves, but in, you know, the homogenization of the broader world, the UP stands out as still a relic, you know, a place where there's true culture, albeit quirky and albeit, you know, northern. It's a true culture that is still relatively, you know, untouched by the outside world.
You're still editing the film. Michigan Ice will be finished soon, I take it. And tell us about that and when it will be released and where will it show?
The full cut of the Michigan Ice film is going to be premiered during the Michigan Ice Festival this year, February 13th. The Michigan Ice Fest is growing again this year. and we're going to breathe some life into the Mather Auditorium, which is a historic auditorium in Munising, part of the old high school there. And the full film and behind the scenes and outtakes from the film will be available for rent on Vimeo On Demand. You can find it searching for Michigan Ice Film.
That sounds great. Aaron Peterson is the director, editor, cinematographer of Michigan Ice, its first showing in Munising. Thanks very much for talking with us.
Thanks, Lester.